Jeremy Posen, Newton, Massachusetts. Mr. Buffett and Mr. Munger, Berkshire Hathaway has had large investments in Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank. What are the revenue outlooks and business prospects for these two banks, given the backdrop of slow U.S. growth, an extended U.S. consumer, a tepid rebound in the U.S. housing market, with foreclosures and write-downs lessening but still at historically high levels, and the potential for greater-than-expected inflation, or worse, possibly deflation, similar to Japan? Thank you for your time and consideration.
Yeah. Wells Fargo and U.S. Bancorp are both among the best large banks, if not the best, in the country. And they're different than what you think of in terms of some money center banks, but they're very large. Wells is four times as large as USB. Banking as a whole, U.S. banking profitability will be considerably less, in my view, in the period ahead than it was, say, in the early part of this century. A very important reason is that the leverage will be reduced. And that's probably a good thing for society. It may be a bad thing for individual banks that could use leverage intelligently, but the trouble was that they all thought they could use leverage intelligently, and the actions of one or more that were unintelligent about it had consequences for everybody, which you can see if you view HBO on whatever it is. Is it May 26th then? So I would say that return on assets, even if return on assets were as good as it was some years ago, there will be less assets per dollar of common equity than before, which means return on common equity will be less. We still think that Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank are very good operations. We think they're very decent businesses. They're not as attractive as when leverage ratios could be higher. In terms of the troubles in banking, I think you've seen by far the worst in the past, and loan losses have been trending downward now for several quarters. And I think the expectation is that will continue. And I think banking is a very fundamental business. But as John Stump said a few years ago at Wells Fargo, he said, "I don't know why we keep thinking of new ways to lose money when the old ones were working so well." You know, and banks periodically go crazy. It's always on the asset side. I mean, here you've got cheap money. You've got the federal government behind. Although the federal government has never had to pay out anything on in terms of the FDIC. The FDIC has handled 3,800 since it was established on January 1st, 1934. The FDIC has paid out probably 3,800, 3,900 by now institutions, 250 of them or so in the last couple of years. And that has not cost the U.S. taxpayer a penny. I mean, that has all come from FDIC assessments on other banks. It's been a mutual insurance company. So the banking, if you just keep out of trouble on the asset side, is a very good business because you get your money so cheap, and because of the implicit federal guarantee, and you do get to leverage up to a fair extent, and America's been a pretty good place to lend money. So I like our positions in there. You will see that if you looked at those totals, you'll see we've added to Wells Fargo, and I think they're both those companies are very well-run institutions, but they will not be able to earn, I don't know what the figures were, but I think they were up in 25 or to 30% on tangible equity, and that's not going to get repeated in the future, and it shouldn't be. Charlie?
Well, yeah, we might add that M&T Bank, which most people never talk about, is headed by a really sensible fellow. And it's been a wonderful investment for us.
Yeah, matter of fact, if you'll get the M&T annual report, it's written by Bob Wilmers, the letter. The first part of it's about M&T specifically, but the second part is about particularly the American financial economy. And I would really recommend you read that. Bob is a very smart guy, and he has a lot of good observations. And frankly, the other one I'd recommend you read is Jamie Dimon's letter at J.P. Morgan is a tour de force in terms of describing the banking scene, the economic scene. He has some real insights in there about some very important subjects. We don't own that stock, but it's a letter that I think everybody could learn a lot from reading, as they could from reading Bob Wilmer's letter at M&T.
Yeah, and those people who like an element of morality in business, Wilmer sounds like an Old Testament prophet. I mean, he really doesn't like it that all the really big banks are making so much money out of trading, because he says you're really trying to outsmart your own customers, and he'd rather serve them in a culture of deserved trust in both directions. It's hard to think he's totally wrong.
He also expresses quite a dislike for the fact that a market system creates a reward system where money sort of disproportionately flows to people who work with money, and that tends to attract a disproportionate number of people that of lots of ability that he thinks might be better deployed elsewhere. It's an interesting read.
Yeah, it's one of the best annual reports that's ever come out of banking, right out of Buffalo.